you with the rope, Harley.
Sorry, Kitty, but we gotta make things look convincing, don't we? We need Bansy to really believe I got you all tied up, you know?
I understand that, but does the rope need to be cutting into my skin?
Oh, jeez. Complain some more, why don't you? Besides, ain't you into the whole bondage thing? You should be used to it by now.
Oh, really? And I suppose you're only into vanilla stuff, Harley?
Hey, a lady never kisses and tells. Then again, a little kissing never hurt nobody. Mind if I plant one on ya? Those lips are looking real tempting right about now.
Eh, what the hell? If it'll make you happy, but only once.
Yay! I was kinda expecting you to taste like catnip, but that was way better. Like strawberries. Or is it raspberries?
Harley, you thought I ate cat food?
Well, I mean, you do take the cat gimmick pretty seriously, and besides, people have done weird in Gotham.
Fair enough. I'll just take the compliment. You're not a bad kisser either. Kind of like a circus exploded in my mouth.
Oh, you know me so well, Kitty. Say, did anyone ever tell you you have some amazing titties? God, I could use these as pillows. If Betsy doesn't end up showing up, maybe I'll just take a nap.
You may have mentioned it once or twice.
Well, that's only because it's true. You need to flaunt those puppies. Hold on a minute. I see him.
Are you sure?
Yep, that's B-Man, all right. Okay, Kitty, get into character. Make it look like you're struggling.
What are you...
Well, wow. Look who finally showed up. The Dark Knight himself.
You don't have time for this.
Oh, I think you do. Take just one step closer, and I'll push your beloved kitty off the roof. Split. I mean it, Bats. No tricks. See? Look at your poor little cat woman. All tied up like that. Probably turns you on a bit, too, doesn't it? I mean, I can only imagine the kinky stuff you two have done. Probably degraded every rooftop in Gotham, am I right? You are not good at following directions, are you? I told you to stay still. Oh, well, I guess we move on to option two. I bang ya. Wait. That didn't come out like I meant it to. Like, in the shooting sense. Not whatever your dirty mind was thinking. What I really mean is, I have a gun. See? Right here. And by gun, I mean confetti. Surprise, Bats. Welcome to your intervention. Oh, God. I don't like that angry look on your face. It's freaking me out. Here, I'll have the kitty explain. Just gotta rip this tape off her mouth. Don't stop punching things yet. Don't hate me if I rip this off too hard.
Ouch!
I couldn't have done that any gentler.
I said don't hate me.
Fine, whatever. You're forgiven. But you forgot the ropes.
Oh, right. Sorry. There you go, all free. He still looks confused, Kitty. And angry.
Oh, I'm sure he's figured it out by now. We set a trap for you, Batman, and, well, it worked.
Not to brag or anything, but it was my idea. I know the one true way to get your attention, Batsy, was to catch your favorite little cat burglar. And you did. It's kind of romantic when you think about it.
Why? I think you know why. We've been meaning to talk for a while now, and you're not exactly the easiest guy to talk to. Hell, won't even let me mess with your precious little bat signal. So I had to come up with another way to get your attention.
Oh boy, I can see the trouble already. You know, communication is the number one thing when it comes to relationships, and no offense, you two might be the worst case I've ever seen.
You can relax, Batman. Harley's with me. I trust her. As insane as that may be to say, she has this idea in that crazy little head of hers that she can maybe help us and our relationship.
She's right, Bats. Just consider me your relationship therapist. While I mostly study the brain, I know a thing or two about the heart. The two aren't as dissimilar as you might think.
All right, Harley, start spilling. I'm just hoping you're not going off your relationship with Joker.
Ah, come on, Kitty. You know me better than that. I have a list of exes about a mile long, so I know what makes, and also breaks, a relationship. Now, why don't we start off with complaint number one?
By all means. Here it goes. You don't trust me, Batman. We've worked together countless times, and yet you still keep me at arm's length.
I see. Trust. That's a big word. What do you have to say to that, Bats? What's keeping you from trusting the kitty? Come on, answer the question. Don't be scared. Ooh, now there's a juicy answer. Batsy says you still steal things from time to time. Is that true?
You've seen my apartment, Harley. What do you think? I like the thrill.
Then maybe Bats has a point. Maybe he doesn't like you toying with things that don't belong to you and tossing it aside. Namely, his heart. Ugh. You know, that is a pretty hurtful thing to do.
Why are you taking his side?
Yeesh, I'm not. I'm just saying. Like, let me see things from your point of view. Stealing a diamond or two is not that big a deal, but how about I ask you this? Do you have genuine feelings for Batman?
Well, sometimes I have felt that I do, yes.
And what about those other times?
It's not easy, I guess, for me to trust people either, you know. Growing up in Gotham on my own, it was,
Hell.
Hell would be putting it nicely. I just had to rely on myself so much.
And that makes it difficult for you to rely on others.
You can say that, yeah.
And what about you, Bats? Do you have similar feelings? Ah! Hit the nail right on the head, just as my hypothesis predicted.
You've been taking notes on us?
Well, actually, I've just drawn a big heart that says Bats loves Kitty. But I'm keeping all this info stored up in my noggin, I promise.
And so what is your hypothesis?
Well, a mutual lack of trust prevents a strong bond from forming. You love the chase, the intimacy, but not the commitment. You, Kitty, want things to be better, but you don't want to live in the Bat's shadow. And you, Batsy, are scared of opening yourself up. I mean, come on. You must hide a lot of insecurities behind that mask of yours.
You're scaring me, Harley.
Hey, I don't have a PhD for nothing. Now, why don't you two show me how intimate you are?
What?
Go on, kiss each other. It reveals more than you think.
And you're just gonna what? Watch?
Yeah, just pretend I'm not here.
Oh, I've missed your taste, Bat. Have you missed me too? I can tell by the way your hands are all over my body. Oh, and I've missed this, too. You always get so hard for me, don't you?
Oh my god, I said pretend I'm not here. Because, you know, I actually am. I should have known. Two people who dress up in spandex all the time are a bunch of horn dogs.
You should be happy, Harley. Your therapy seems to be working. Because I think we're about to achieve that deeper connection you mentioned to me.
That's not exactly what I meant. But if you say so, I certainly see the passion going on here. You've really got your claws sunk into him, don't you? I think he's begging for more.
You have a smirk on your face, Harley. I'm not sure if I like it.
Do I? Because I got another naughty little idea in my head. You're obviously a very possessive person, Kitty. You don't like people touching your things. So, how would you feel if I came up there and I planted a little kiss on your man?
Are you saying I'd be jealous?
Oh, I didn't say that. You did.
Well, I'm not going to stop you, but I don't see exactly what this proves. Other than, you seem to be getting a bit hot and bothered yourself, Harley.
I can't help it. If you guys are turning this rooftop into a porno, I'm gonna go for it. I'm going to kiss the bat.
Pucker up, Batman.
Not bad, Bat. But I'm not really seeing the same passion you had with Kitty, which suggests to me that between the two of us, you're more into her, aren't you? Normally, I'd be offended, but this is all good. It means you do feel something for the cat. How sweet! You're not an emotionless robot after all. You just gotta show it.
And you had to kiss him to find that out?
Well, you know, sex is a big part of any relationship. Sometimes what you need is to spice things up. Like adding, say, I don't know, another person to the mix. To see what kind of connection you have with another person.
Harley.
Yes, Kitty?
Were you just using this as an excuse to start a threesome with us?
I was purely intending this to be 100% professional. But I haven't gotten any action lately, not since I left Mr. J. Well, I'm a bit desperate over here. You gotta forgive me.
Fine. Harley, you've just been promoted from our relationship therapist to our sex coach. Just keep the advice coming, and we'd be happy for you to join us. Isn't that right, Batman?
Oh, relax, Bats. You can count on me to make you feel good. Now, come on. I think I need to see proof you two have an intimate, loving relationship with my own eyes. Pull down his pants so I can see what we're working with here.
My pleasure. I think you'll be impressed. After all, I wouldn't waste my time chasing the bat if he didn't have something big to offer.
You're a woman of taste, kitty cat. Now set that bat cock free.
Here it is, in all its glory.
Oh. My. God. Who would have thought Batsy had that huge thing hiding downstairs this whole time? What are you gonna do with it?
Just watch. I'm going to get on my knees and just gently lick it. And done.
Oh, you're a tease. If that were me, I'd be bobbing my head up and down on that thing.
Well, you've got to start things nice and slowly to build it all up.
I'm not here for slow. I'm here for a good fuck. I said that out loud, didn't I?
If Batman wants me to pleasure him, he knows he has to start pleasuring me first. Get over here, Bat. Harley, start unzipping my suit.
Oh, I was hoping I'd get to do that.
Don't drool too much.
Wow, you really don't wear a bra or panties under here. Ivy was right. Look, here it is. Catwoman's pussy, the kitty's kitty. The jokes write themselves.
Oh my God, Harley. Go on, Bat. You know you want it.
One finger? You guys are killing me with the teasing. Get down there and eat it, Batsy. Unless the rumors are true, you know, that heroes don't do that. Then again, I heard you also fuck bats.
Oh, trust me, they aren't. Batman knows how to use his mouth.
Well then, Bats, you earn my respect. But a promise like that, it means you gotta taste me too. Only fair.
Fuck. That's right. Get between my legs.
Oh my God, this is really happening. You know, letting your partner go down on you requires a level of vulnerability. And as for the partner, that's you, Batsy. You're in full control of her pleasure. So you gotta make every bit of this count.
That's it, Batman. Your tongue is amazing. I love it when you roll it against my clit like that.
Hey, maybe it's your pussy that tastes like catnip. Come on, Bats, you gotta tell me. Oh, jeez, ignore me, why don't you? I know you're in the zone, Bats, but you got two ladies to worry about tonight. I'm dying over here watching this.
We wouldn't want you to feel left out, Harley. Don't worry. Get over here, and Batman can work his finger magic on you.
That's all I needed to hear for me to rip these pants off. Stick those fingers in me, Bat. I don't care. Stick in as many as you need.
Oh, fuck. Are you getting wetter, Harley?
Oh, God. God, yes. I didn't expect this to feel so good.
Keep going, Bat.
What she said. Keep fucking going.
Oh, fuck. You're not gonna come so soon, are you?
Oh my God. No. No. No way. Oh, that's just... I'm just getting started. Oh, I should have known you were kinky, Bats. You didn't even hesitate to put one in my ass, too. Keep it up and I'll let you stick more than your finger in there.
Oh,
who am I kidding? I'd probably let you do that anyway.
You must be in heaven right now, Batman. Your tongue inside me, your fingers in Harley. Have you fantasized about this before?
I'd be lying if I said I'd never fantasized about this.
What? Getting fingered by Batman?
Hey, a girl gets curious sometimes. Does that make you jealous?
Not too much, but curiosity can be dangerous.
Yeah, that's only for cats, maybe.
Not just cats, because you look dangerously close to mine now, Harley.
I swear, I'm not. Oh, God, Bats. I'm coming all over your fingers. God, it isn't fair to do this so early, but it feels so good.
How do you feel now?
Like I want more.
Then take it. I'll start blowing him, and you can give his face a ride. What do you say?
I say, fuck yes. Time for you to get a taste of Harley, Bats.
Someone's eager. Look at the way you're spreading your legs on top of him.
I want enough room to really grind on that tongue. I want to see what made you moan so much, Kitty.
Then allow me to deal with the big thing downstairs.
Oh, fuck. I'm starting to see what you meant, Kitty.
Good, isn't he? Better than the Joker, I bet.
Oh, so much better. Let's just say that B-Man doesn't need a squirting flower to get me wet. Fuck. He's getting his tongue in deep. Make sure you really suck him off, Kitty. Don't let that dick go to waste.
Trust me, I won't.
That's it, Bats. You're looking all the right spots.
Make sure to really hold it down, Harley. I'm about to deep throat.
My pleasure. Just focus on eating my pussy, Bats. Do you like the way I grind it back and forth on your tongue? Oh, Batman.
I think he's getting close to coming himself. I can feel him throbbing in my mouth. Why don't we just see You can make the back come first, eh?
Aw, and stop riding his face. I think Betsy and I were really having a moment over here.
Sorry, Harley, but I got a little idea of my own. Let's see who gets the back to come first.
Well, I can't resist some friendly competition. Let me put that gorgeous cock in my mouth. God, it's even better up close. I just want to kiss it. In fact, I think I will. But I'd much rather do this. Go on, kitty. Your turn.
Don't mind if I do. Keep going, Harley. He's really close.
Come on, Bats. Don't hold out on us.
He's definitely about to pop. Don't be surprised if he bursts the moment he enters your mouth.
No. Oh, well, I hope he does.
I called that one.
God, I was expecting that, but like, not expecting it at the same time.
How do you taste?
Surprisingly sweet. Been eating pineapples, haven't you, Bats?
Give me a taste, too.
Aw, is playtime over?
Not a chance. I just need to make him hard again. And I have just the right touch to do so.
Is this going to take long? Because if not, I'm getting back on his face.
Don't worry. You can do that anyway. Because it's about time I put this inside me.
Ooh! I'm excited to see this.
I think you'll enjoy the show.
Don't move, Bats. Let's pick back up right where we started. God, yes. Start riding that cock, kitty cat, and I'll get back to riding his tongue.
Fuck. Now, that feels better. You were right, Harley. I do enjoy the intimacy. I love the feel as I start to bounce up and down. Oh, this is just what I needed.
Hey, that's what friends are for. When you need a good chat or a good fuck, I'm there for you. That goes for you too, Bats. I think we're really getting to know each other better, don't you? Like, a lot better. I told you. Sex was important, kitty cat. You just gotta broaden your horizons. Like sticking your tongue in my vagina. Isn't that right, Bats?
Oh, yes, Bat. Yes. Give me what I want.
Give me what I want, too.
I need this.
I need to come.
So keep just thrusting and ride you.
Keep going, Betsy. Make me come.
I want to hear you moan my name.
Oh, God, Bats. That's it. That's it. I'm coming.
Fuck me, too.
Yes. Over your tongue.
Over your cock. Come on, Bat. I know you have more left in you. So fill me. Please.
Maybe another little kiss will jolt him. Give me those lips, you pointy-eared hunk.
I don't see how. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, now that's what I wanted.
Now that's what I call a cream pie. Looks nice and warm.
It's all dripping out of me. That was quite an orgasm you had, Harley.
You came too, you know.
I couldn't hold it in any longer. Are you tired yet?
In your dreams, kitty. Betsy still has to fuck me.
Well then, why not do it now? And take your turn riding him.
Riding his cock sounds fun. But I'd rather Betsy come over here and rail me. After all, who could resist this cute little ass? Don't worry, kitty. I haven't forgotten about you. How about I get right in the middle of you two? Betsy can rev me up while I lap up that cream between your legs.
Well, I can't resist an offer like that. I'm all yours.
Come on, Bats, get on over here and stick it at me. I should thank you for lubing him up for me, kitty. But I'm already so wet, I just know he'll slide right in.
Do it, Bat. You have my full permission. Can't you see her pussy is waiting for your cock?
That's it. Slide into me. Fuck yes, Bats. That's what Mama Harley's been craving. You fit nicely. Now give me a taste, kitty.
Oh, Harley. Should have expected you'd be good at this.
You like that? I've had practice. Let me roll my tongue against your pretty little clit. I like the way you taste. Hope you're enjoying the view, bee man.
Are you enjoying yourself, Harley? How does Batman feel?
So fucking good. Keep thrusting, Bats. Fuck my pussy. God, that's it, Batsy. That's it. You feel so good. This must be what heaven feels like. Smack in the middle of the two sexiest freaks in Gotham.
Is that good?
You told me. I really got you to moan, didn't I? Let me hear some more. Play for me, kitty. God, you rock hard, Bats. You're not slowing down, are you? Just keep fucking me. Don't worry, I like it rough. I want you to fuck me hard. I've been dying for a chance to screw you like this. And you feel even better than I expected. I guess the joke really is on Mr. J, isn't it? Because this pussy is all yours to enjoy this.
Make sure we get all Harley. Every last drop.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, trust me, I'm trying. But it's hard to focus when Batsy's screwing me this good.
I can let it slide. Make sure to make her come again, Bat.
I don't think you'll have any trouble, but I want to make you come this time, Beth. I want to make you both come. Oh, fuck. Oh, let's come all at the same time.
Fine by me.
That's it, Beth. I'm coming. Now fill me up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. I have so much cum in me right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't beat a good old-fashioned cream pie.
No disagreements here. I know you enjoyed it too, Bat.
Well, I sure hope you two learned something. I learned that you two are complete freaks in a good way.
Yes, I think you really helped us, Harley. We'll certainly be listening more to each other's interests and feelings, most importantly.
Oh, goody! Yes, yes! Because I have absolutely no clue on how relationships work. I sort of just made things up as I went along. Glad to know it paid off, though.
I'd say I'm surprised, but I'm not. Still, that was fun.
Yep. I think you two should let me join you more often. Now, who's up for round two?
I certainly am. It's only fair we repay you more for being such a good relationship coach, Harley.
Trust me, Kitty. There's more where that came from. Now get over here, Bass. Gotham needs ya.